Prasanna Gowda, Research Leader, USDARF, Eldrino, Oklahoma.
Very good. What was your contribution to the Trump administration climate report that was just recently released?
I am one of the chapter co-leads on the agriculture and rural communities chapter, which is chapter 10 in the NCA4 report.
All right. And the outcome of your research and your contribution about climate change and its effect on agriculture, what can you share with us and with our farmer listeners?
Oh, well, as you know, the temperatures are going to increase over the next 50 to 70 years, anywhere from 1 to 4 degree Celsius. And this may affect agricultural productivity. For example, the temperature extremes are going to be more often compared to the fast climate, and that would drastically affect productivity of crops.
Yes, it would. Does the report go into any remediation or prevention, or does it just talk about what the effects will be if nothing is done?
Now, there is a lot of work being done on the remedy to mitigate some of the effects of climate change. For example, USDA is working on developing numerous drought-tolerant varieties of major crops in the country. So these crops can withstand extreme stresses, especially the temperature stresses. And also, the climate change may lead to extreme precipitation conditions or extreme drought conditions that would affect water availability in critical stages of the crops. So we are working on developing various water management strategies where we can actually try to store the moisture in the soil profile so that it would not affect the production.
Is your research, has it been impeded in any way since President Trump proclaimed that the U.S. was not going to be part of the Paris Climate Change Agreement and just a few days ago said that he doesn't believe in climate change? Is that in any way affecting your research, either since he's been in office or in the future?
So. I don't believe so. There's no change in the funding level or our research priorities. Most of our research projects are done on a five-year cycle where we develop these five-year project plans and then we try to implement that as per the schedule that we agreed.
Okay. And the research projects are ongoing all across the country, not just in your location?
Yes. Throughout, there are about 96 locations where USDA ARS has their research facilities. And there are numerous different researches going on depending upon local issues. In our case, we are working more towards livestock and dryland agriculture.
Yes, the focus, I believe, of yours is your center where you are located is for grazing lands, correct?
Yes, grazing lands research laboratory. Just for the clarification, the chapter deals with the agriculture in the entire country. It's not just our research in the laboratory. We actually looked at peer-reviewed literature and talked to numerous experts throughout the country to develop this report.
Correct. And why I pointed that out was that, of course, you did speak to the potential damage to crops from climate change. But also, as you know, in agriculture, there are many producers. And the state I'm in, Missouri, is one of the leading cow-calf states. So grazing is an issue. How, in your report, does it explain that it might affect grazing?
So the climate extremes can lead to short-term droughts and also extreme precipitation. Because of that, you can have flooding. So when you have these kind of conditions, what happens is it would affect the productivity of these pastures. So there will be less grass available for these grazing animals. That is one thing. And the second thing is sometimes because of these frequent droughts due to climate change, you can have a condition where you, there's a higher chances of having a wildfire. That leads to loss of land, loss of animals, you know.
Right, an effect on them as well with the wildfires. Okay.
And also what happens is when you have these extreme temperatures, it affects the capacity of the animals to eat, like graze the land. So we may sometime, like we are working on different mitigation strategies where we are trying to feed this animal in a different timing of the day, like a cooling part of the day. And also they need more water. We don't want them to walk more. So we try to provide water in different locations so that they walk less. I mean, there are various practices that we are trying to test and see what happens.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go, Dr. Gowda?
See, when everybody talks about climate change, they're looking at, okay, it's going to increase 1 degree temperature in the next 70 years. You know, it may not affect anything, I mean, agriculture much. I think what they have to think about is the climate extremes. The climate change brings these climate extremes that are going to be a lot more often than in the past. That is what's going to affect a lot more on agricultural productivity than anything else. If it is just a 1 degree, maybe you can come up with a good mitigation strategy for it. But these unexpected climate extremes, you know, it's we need to actually conduct a lot more research and come up with a better plans to cope up with that. You know, so I want people to remember climate change leads to climate extremes. That is the one which is affecting productivity and other issues a lot more than anything else.